And let's speak to our Eyewitness News senior reporter, Tsidi Madia. You may have heard, of course, I played you a part of her interview last night with Ace Magashule. Tsidi, my goodness, breaking news a minute here. You spoke to Ace Magashule. What was your sense of his state of mind? Did he strike you as somebody who is panicked? Did he strike you as somebody who is confident he will win the day?
Good morning, Bongani. He struck me as somebody who's really angry, who's really bitter, who cannot believe that the ANC has done what it's done to him. So the suspension, even though people in his camp were slowly losing faith and hope as they attempted to fight what was coming, the inevitable, I don't think he thought that his deputy would go ahead and do it, you know? He sounded really upset. And literally, before we started speaking, because he called me, and I could just hear him argue with somebody else just before he came on the line, because he's somebody else talking to me at the same time. And I am saying, I'm calling the journalist myself. I'm calling them myself. Nobody can say that my statement is fake. So I understood that he was upset with Pule Mare, the ANC spokesperson, last night for the statement, calling his initial statement fake news. He was upset with the ANC. I mean, he kept going on about his comrades. So he's really angry from where I'm standing, Bongani.
Angry because he feels isolated, perhaps. Angry because the writing is finally on the wall. Whenever you talk about intrigues within the ANC, there's always that phrase, the balance of forces, right? The balance of interests within the party. He's angry probably because it would appear those are no longer with him.
You know, Bongani, I think he's known for a while that he no longer has the balance of forces. They knew at the last NEC, I always go back to that March, end of March, April NEC. It was so crucial because the one thing that was done, a litmus test, if you may, at that NEC was the voting of one National Working Committee member, where you had Ayanda Dodo versus Gwen Ramokopa. The results were overwhelmingly towards Gwen Ramokopa, who was wanted by Cyril Ramaphosa supporters. That told Ace Magashule then what will play out. It told him what was to be expected. That's why they even tried to collapse the meeting. According to some, they tried to collapse the meeting purely because they knew that if they didn't, he would have been chucked out then. So they tried to compromise to buy him time, but he's known for a while that the writing is on the wall, but has been in denial, thinking that he can turn things around. But I think that when it comes to strategy and tactics, him and his camp have actually been found wanting. I mean, if you want to look at it as a chess game, I think that the balance of force is long tilted against him in the ANC.
What will this mean for the others? Bongani Bongo, Zandile Gumede, Supra Mahumapilo, those are the names that come top of mind. What will all of this mean for them?
I think these are all losing battles, Bongani. I just want to very quickly go back to 2018. You know, often people in the ANC say to me, they thought that Zuma could not be removed in 2018. What is Ace Magashule? Ace Magashule and I have the powerful seat of the engine, the Secretary General. So if they could easily get him to this point, what is a Supra Mahumapelo, who is right now merely a Member of Parliament? What is a Zandile Gumede? What is a Bongani Bongo? So I think that those people should also read the writing on the wall. I think the ANC is in for a really difficult period. I understand that someone to come out pledging allegiance with Ace Magashule against the party. And I think that it's going to have a difficult weekend at the NEC meeting. But those people should also read the writing on the wall. If Ace Magashule couldn't stay in his office, that should say something to them.
There's also been speculation that there might be a split in the party at some point. If the balance of forces is against Ace Magashule and his allies, would they have enough support to fight outside the ANC, or will they just accept that defeat has come and perhaps they'll kick and scream as much as they can on their way out, but the end is here?
You know that age-old saying, it's cold outside the ANC, Bongani. Think about that. I think that people have that awareness that trying to just simply leave the ANC will not work. The RET forces have been identified as the formation of a potential political party. But when it comes down to numbers and resources, those things are very few and not available at the scale that they are within the ANC. And I think that that's a consideration some have made. I've spoken to different people from different pockets of the ANC who say, but this is absolutely a party. But people who are aligned to Ace Magashule will tell you about how the time is not okay. But others will talk about how the ATM will be linked to a greater picture. I think there are lots of theories still. But in terms of time might not be on their side as yet. they are far removed from resources and influence, really, where there are resources where they can just patronage.
The writing is on the wall. Tidi Madi, I appreciate your time. Our Eyewitness News senior reporter there on the line.